actor Jonathan Cause Reed has an unusual talent, playing the token white guy. Whether it be a Neanderthal caveman, a gun enthusiast, or a hapless boyfriend, he's made a career out of playing white men in Chinese soap operas. As NPR's Louisa Lim reports, his decade at the front line of Chinese popular culture has given him a unique perspective.
那小姑娘，你准备好？准备好了。It's
the typical Chinese chop-socky kung fu film, with a mustachioed baddie fighting a plucky heroine, both of them kicking and whirling, all the while balancing atop red poles arranged in a yin-yang symbol. But there's just one big difference. Despite his fluent Mandarin, the mustachioed baddie flying through the air is actually American. For 37-year-old Jonathan Cosweed, it's just an average day's work. This LA native is a fixture on Chinese screens. He's become the go-to guy for roles that require a white face and flawless Chinese. But Cosweed says about 40% of his jobs call for one particular role.
I'm, you know, the American, and I'm like this rich guy who's arrogant, and I come to China arrogantly, and I fall in love with an oriental beauty, and I pursue her for however long it is, 10, 12, 20 episodes. But in the end, she makes the right choice, and she sticks with her Chinese boyfriend.
肯定会幸福。孩子，我相信你。
That was the case in Princess Derling, a historical drama where Cosweed is told he can't be with his love, a Qing dynasty princess. Cosweed is now a veteran of 90 different Chinese showbiz projects. He's drawn his own conclusions on the view of Americans in Chinese popular culture. To sum it up, brash and naive, but ultimately sympathetic.
I can't think of an evil character that I've played who is American. For the most part, the evil characters are French and English, and the dumb characters are German.
So what are Americans stereotyped as?
Usually Americans are stereotyped as the good guy. There's a lot of stuff that's done about World War II where Americans worked with China, and there's a lot of stuff that's done during the Qing Dynasty when America was not a major China enemy like England and France. This is me being a gun expert. I'm the hotshot guy teaching him how to use the fancy American machine gun.
Cosweed believes a recent spate of World War II movies is due to China celebrating being on the right side of history. He attributes this to a growing mood of nationalism. Other changes he's noticed include better, more rounded parts for foreigners. Despite that, he still worries about the decade he spent perpetuating Chinese stereotypes of Westerners.
How do I, and how do like foreign actors in general here deal with the Uncle Tom question? We are helping to shape Chinese people's perceptions of what foreigners are. The simple answer is that everybody draws a line in the sand. And where my line is I won't play anybody who's bad because he's a foreigner.
Cosweed's fame was magnified by his own TV show. He describes it as a kind of Chinese jackass. It's called Here Comes Cao Cao, which is his Chinese name, and it's based on his foreignness. In it, he takes to the streets and gets people to dance with him, profess their love for each other out loud, and be silly in a most un-Chinese way. He doesn't spare himself either, doing stunts like learning how to be a Hooters girl. The show has been hugely popular among Beijing's grannies and grandpas.
If I go to a park in the morning where people are doing their Tai Chi and walking backwards, I'll get mobbed. Like, oh my God, it's Cao Cao, it's Cao Cao, oh my God. I'm at a real nice level of famousness where sometimes when I can't get a cab, somebody will pull up and be like, hey, Cao Cao, come on, I'll drive you.
When we meet, Cosweed and his family are being filmed by Chinese TV. It's a special on how famous people raise their kids. Cosweed has terrible flu, but ever the trooper, has been roused from his sickbed to dance with his four-year-old daughter for the cameras. Producer Linda Yu believes Chinese audiences are fascinated by Cosweed.
他们俩就是中西结合，可能这种教育方式啊。
He and his wife are an East-West mix, so they have different ideas about how to raise a child. He's been in a lot of shows on TV, so the Chinese media pay attention to him.
So, with his Chinese wife, is he living the stereotype as the arrogant American who falls in love with the Oriental beauty? No, he insists. In the shows, the Chinese wives of Americans suffer one of three fates. They turn bad, they die, or they live out their lives in unhappiness. These are yet more stereotypes his family is determined to resist. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.